Obviously, big win. Proud of the way the offense responded. Really battled for four quarters. Ran the football really well. You know, Baltimore came out and did played a defense they'd really played one snap of the whole season. Played 41 snaps of it. So there was a lot of adjustments going on at halftime. Guys did a really good job handling that stuff. Was really impressed with Mitchell Trubisky. Thought he made a big jump from Minnesota to this one. And it's stuff that is not always seen by the naked eye, but taking care of the football, the throwaways. Obviously, the snap that went over his head was a critical play in that time. And just made really good decisions. And, you know, you draft a guy because it's 3rd and 11. And if you don't get a first down, you're punting. And you don't know what happens in the game. And we messed up the protection a little bit inside. And he did a great job protecting the ball, sliding in the pocket with great pocket awareness, changed his arm ankle, and threw a great ball to Kendall Wright, and he climbed the ladder and got it and helped us win a football game.
What was your assessment of the actual throw on that play in terms of as like a leaping off the back foot throw?
Before that, just getting the throw off. Because that guy, well, I mean, we messed up the protection up front. He gave him a soft shoulder, tucked the ball with two hands and slid in the pocket. And to be able to throw that ball with both hands in the air, changing your arm angle, that's why you draft a kid second, because of things like that.
Mitch obviously wants to show what he can do and throwing the ball and all that stuff. How difficult is it to convince him week to week what's best for the team, maybe just handing the ball off 50 times?
Not hard at all, because he wants to win. He's a team-first guy. He knows that we're going to do whatever it takes to win a game, and sometimes it's throwing 27 straight fastballs. And if that's what it is, and that's what we're going to do. And he also is very aware in a little time in the NFL that there's going to be a game maybe this week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month from now that we're going to have to throw it 45 times. So it's whatever it takes to win that game.
How refreshing is that for you as an OC to be able to deal with a young player that has that attitude?
It's very refreshing. The thing is, you have confidence in a guy when, because it's really hard to get in a rhythm as a quarterback when you're run. Now, you can't do that unless you're averaging 4.6 a carry. You know, that's not realistic. But just not to let the play come to him and not try to force things and do exactly what he needs to do in that situation, not press. Like, a lot of young guys don't play that way, and a lot of veteran guys don't play that way. So it was impressive the way he handled the game that way, and it helped us win the football game.
To build up at the six throwaways, is that for a rookie not to press in those situations, is that unique to you? You've dealt with some young quarterbacks.
Really, really impressive. Symbol for the fact when you go back and watch the tape, over 40 snaps of cover two. They played one snap of cover two the whole year. I'm sure a lot of it was to try to take away certain things he does. And to go out and first thing he says after the game, he goes, wow, they did a bunch of stuff that they had not shown. And handled that well. That's the part that no one talks about. No one really knows outside of our building. But, you know, I thought he did a really good job just managing the game, playing the way he had to. But he was still aggressive. Like, he wasn't – I hate the term manage, but he was playing the way he needed to play to win that game.
Now, what are some of the examples that people wouldn't have seen that you
– just all the
–
all the split safety, oh, well, just handling all the split safety defense that they hadn't shown on tape, and to be able to throw the ball away, being smart when that ball goes over his head, a lot of people are going to panic and not know what to do and just react. And he calmly picks up the ball and takes off running, and just to be that calm under pressure, like the pocket presence, and that, like, they have a really good third down rush package. Now, we stayed in a lot of no huddle to keep them out of that, but they got us in a couple times on penalties, and like, we had to line up and play on their terms instead of playing on our terms like we were able to do early on. And for him to handle that stuff was really well and taking care of the football.
He was critical of himself on the sack fumble. That was another play you guys hurried to the line for.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see on that play? What might he have done?
That's because he's a stud. We screwed the protection up. We should have been sliding to the guy. The guy should not have been coming free. That's Mitch taking a bullet that he doesn't need to take. The reality is he saw the guy coming and tried to get over to the check down quickly, but we got to do a better job of front protecting him.
Does he set that slide?
No, he did not.
Okay. I was saying, is he supposed to set
no,
that slide?
No, he did not.
Okay,
gotcha. With Cody, he's talked to us the last couple of weeks about technique and just making sure he can get that snap down. At what point do you worry if it's more than technique, if it's in his head?
He's gotten better. We still had one too many. The point I want to make with Cody Whitehair is obviously everyone wants to talk about the snap. But you talk about 2 weeks in a row completely dominating. We're an outside zone team that ran 25 snaps of inside zone because what they were playing, it changed our game plan. And Cody's a big part of that. The last 2 weeks have been able to move those guys inside. He's a really good football player, and we're going to battle through these snap issues. We're cutting them down. He's more accurate. He did have the one that obviously is unacceptable, and no one owns that more than Cody Whitehair does, but he's a really good football player, and let's not lose sight of the 79 snaps where he really helped that team run the football, and you can't do that without a Cody Whitehair at center.
In terms of changing game plan, like the bootlegs and the sprint outs and the stuff to get the change the launching points, what were they doing? Was it the outside linebackers?
It's covered. It was a lot of cover two, trying to box everything in. And the 99, those guys were rushing up the field. We got Suggs once, but 99 was rushing up the field. The thing is, if you're going to do that and you're going to play that style, you can't. It's hard to stop the run. You're going to be light in the box, and I'm sure in their minds they didn't think we'd be patient with it and call 50 runs. And I'm sure that at some point they thought we'll fall off a block or they'll make a play or something. And you got to give a lot of credit to those guys up front, because at the end of that game, like, you guys knew it. We knew it. The stadium, like, everyone in the stadium knew. We're going to run the football. And we control the line of scrimmage, and we were able to play on our terms.
Jordan, you wanted me to mention that he's, you know, in better shape now than he was last year. The play where he shed off Weddle to make that run, just what does that speak to his conditioning level that he's able to do that in overtime now?
Yeah, I mean, 36 carries against that defense or style, it's a tough place to play. Those guys, Ozzie Newsome, it just replaces those guys, and they're all big and fast and thick. And it's commitment. It's a tribute to Jordan and his commitment he made to his teammates to not be a guy that had one good year and to come out and work hard and keep grinding at practice every day and not let the success of last year go to his head. And he does it for the guys around him, the other 10 guys in the huddle.
What is the challenge for you personally to stay patient with the run? Because I'm sure – would you prefer a balance or a more balanced attack?
Absolutely. You guys know me. I like throwing the football. I'm a quarterback guy. But it's the understanding of whatever it takes to win. And it all goes to the guys up front. It goes to Jeremiah Washburn and Curtis Modkins and Frank Smith and the tight ends and the full Michael Burton and Tariq and Jordan. Like, when you're average 4.5 yards a carry, you can do that. It's easy to do that there. It's when you – or averaging 2 and 3, and all of a sudden, like, you're putting your quarterback in third and extra long the whole time. Like, you can't play that type of game, and that type of game isn't fun if you don't win the game. So the reward is you win, and the guys up front did a great job. The run game guys did a great job designing a good plan, and our guys executed well.
Are you also a short guy throwing touchdowns guy?
I've never thrown a pass that accurate. That was incredible. That's Tariq. How about that? I mean, we were kidding around in the offense and the teammate today. It was the best ball thrown all day. But where he got it was when he tucked it, when he catches the snap and he tucks it away, the safety sees him tuck it, and he triggers hard, and the ball felt like it was in the air forever. He put it out. I was like, come down, come on. And, wow, what a throw. Zach did a great job. Bobby Massey gets cut, like, takes one for the team, gets cut to set it up. But, you know, that Tariq is such a little talented dude. Like, he can do so many different things and beat you so many different ways. We're really glad to have him.
He told us after the game that he threw a few touchdowns in college. Like, did you see that? Like, when you were scouting him coming out of college, that he had that ability to throw the ball?
We watched him. I mean, I watched him do backflips and catch balls in the air. You know, he did it so well. There's nothing this kid can't do. He's an extremely talented athlete. Really hard worker. I mean, he's a grinder. When I came in here, Trubisky and Tariq were the only guys on the field. I think he was actually having a throw off with the punter, but throwing the buckets. But that's the type of kid he is. Like, he really loves football. He's very passionate about it, and he's gonna be a good player for a long time.
Soften defenses up when you run a trick play like that in the future, or is it sort of like just a one-time thing?
No, I think it definitely, there's a threat now of knowing that, hey, when 29's in the game, they use him in the passing game, they use him in the running game. Like, he's played Wildcat, and he's throwing a pass now. So I think it just creates some, like, where is he at? What are they doing with him? Like, they're motioning him out. So it definitely creates a different element to our offense that we need. Like, we need Tariq to be that guy for us. The best playmaker we have, and there's no secret there. And he's a guy that we'll continue to use, and people are aware of. So, it's just how creative can we get with him? How many different things can we do with him? And, like, we're stretching him. Like, mentally, he's stretched to the max playing all these positions and motioning out to wide receiver and playing running back and doing more in the backfield and more carries. So we got to keep stretching him and keep using him in the offense.
Now, Marcus got hurt after we talked to you last week, and it left you with two
outside receivers that weren't on an NFL 53 in September. What's the challenge for getting those guys up and able to contribute?
Just that. I mean, those guys that haven't been on our roster for a really long time, they weren't on our roster. We'd cut Tanner after the Tampa game. We've cut Trey, brought them both back, and both of them are in a start. it's an awesome task to get ready for it, and they did a great job blocking. Trey McBride, the last play, the 53-yard run, they threw an incredible block to kind of spring. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Jordan and the 113 yards he had after contact, but talk about unselfish into the team. Like, that's how you judge guys. Like, it'd been real easy to pout and be a baby because you hadn't got any balls. But at the end of the game, like, he throws that block. It's a huge block on the safety coming down and to spring Jordan a little bit on that run. But it's a challenge. But those guys have really invested a lot in Mitchell's invested a lot in those guys, spending time with them, watching the tape together. He brought the guys in. They had a victory or a win Monday, and coaches didn't meet with them. And Trubisky brought everybody in, and Mitchell met with those guys. And they're into it, and they understand. Like, that's not an easy game for wide receivers to play when you throw the ball 17 times and have 50 you know, runs. But it's also easier when you have guys that weren't on a roster 2 weeks ago. Like, they're going to accept their roles and buy in, so it's a lot easier.
You're used to Kendall Wright. He leads your receivers in receptions, but I think he's only led receivers and snaps in one game. Is that more
by design? It's by design, no. And Kendall's a big part of the passing game, even when we throw 17 passes. But Kendall's always been a guy, you know, it's we're fortunate to be around him in Tennessee when he had the – I mean, multiple 80 catch year and a 95 catch year. But he's a guy that's, in my opinion, better when he doesn't play 70 snaps. When he gets to play in that 25 to 35 range, when he's fresh and can bring energy and juice like he did the last third down.
Now, how much room for growth is there with your offensive line? Because it seems like you're still getting a lot of negative rushes, but it seems like there's a payoff at the end.
Too many negatives. Right now, it's like, it's feast and famine because, like, we're really good in I think we're in the top five in explosive runs, and we're in the top five in rushing, obviously, which is good. Where it hurts Mitchell. When you put him in second 17, third and 17s, we got to eliminate those. Like, our third down percentage, you got to really dig through that stuff to figure out what Mitchell really did. And we had two runs, third and, like, 15-plus. We're under center running the ball. You know, so that's where it does affect it. We got to play ahead of the sticks more. I think we had 20 plays behind the sticks, which is unacceptable. I think each week that they play together, they're going to get a little bit better as a group. And, we're still not completely healthy, and we're banging through, you know, getting guys to, like, fully practice and doing those things. And, you know, it started off a little bit this way last year. I think we're having more success early in the run game than we did last year. But we're going to keep working on it and keep going back to the fundamentals and doing those things. But it's definitely an area we need to fix.
The tight end blocking, is that an acceptable level right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about, like, there's some missed calls and things like that. When I'm assuming you're talking about the Deion Sims play. 55 is a really good player. And if you run the ball 50 times in a game, 55 is going to have a couple. Deion Sims did an absolutely incredible job. Both games we've run the football well. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, he's been a big part of that. Point of attack blocking. Same with Zach Miller. Obviously, there were two plays that Deion would love to have back, but you know what? As a coaching staff, you gotta, like, when we grade the tape, we look at it really hard, saying, "All right, 88's out there blocking a future Hall of Famer. That guy's the real deal." And so there's gonna be, you run the ball that many times, you'd love to stay out of that matchup where you don't get singled up. But they did enough up front where they created some single matchups, and 88 won a couple, and 55 won a couple. But the splash play is the two negatives, and that's not the. That's a trailer clip of what really happened in the game.
What does Adam Shaheen need to do to get involved in the passing game?
We don't need to run the ball 50 times and only call 17 passes. That's a big part of it. And it's just kind of the way the game goes. We have a lot of faith in Adam as a player. But I think he played 20 snaps in the game, I believe, around there. We're going to continue to increase his role. We do have faith in him. And sometimes there's things in the plan that you get to, and you think the game's like, we carried 104 passes or whatever into the game, and we call 17. And some of those things are designed for Adam. You just never get to him because we're averaging 4.6 a carry or whatever it was, and we're running the football a lot. So, you know, a lot of it, I don't know that we target anyone outside Tariq a lot. You know, Kendall had two catches, and he's our most productive receiver. So it's just going around who's in at that time and how the game's playing out. But Adam is a good player and a good tight end, and I don't think his statistics speak to what talent he is.
Doesn't seem like it gets any easier for you guys this week. What are the Panthers doing well defensively?
The front seven's really good. Really good front seven. It's been we've had a challenge of defenses, so it's been awesome to see how our guys respond that way. But, you know, Keekly's a really good player, really smart, as smart as anyone in the NFL. He's calling out defenses. It's crazy to watch. Like, when you're watching the Detroit game and he's Stafford checks, he checks, he's pointing out where everyone's going. But really talented front seven. They drafted really well. The corner, 24, is a good player. But they're more schematically, they're a little bit like Minnesota. They do what they do. They just do it really well, and they've drafted really well and put a good roster together.